From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Did you hear that?
What happened?
Say it again. What you just said when you walked in the room.
I said, wow, Roz looks really nice today. Oh. And then he looks offended. I don't know why that's offensive.
It was the today part.
What do you mean?
When somebody looks nice, you don't say today.
Oh, sorry.
And like, you're here legit every single day.
Like every single day.
So you're saying like the 4 other days that you're here, he looks like trash?
Yeah. No. I mean, just today, like he has a jacket on. And I'm like, what?
You don't say, oh, you look really good today.
It's not.
Deepa is here, by the way. Deepa's in charge of our DMs.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Because we're talking about looks. I want to know. Deepa looks like she's like a race car driver. Your jacket is
you
sponsors covered,
like you,
covered in logos.
Yeah,
no, you don't look like a race car driver. You look like a race car.
You know, that was the look for today. This
what
is actually
got on there? You got Epson, like the printer company.
This is a F1 Mercedes jacket. I'm a really big F1 fan.
So it is a race car jacket.
It is a race car jacket. Yeah, it is. It's a raincoat.
Is there a logo on the back too?
I don't know. Is there?
You didn't even know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What does it say?
Patronus?
Yes.
Pastrami.
No.
Pastrami.
That's one of, you know, Pastrami. You guys need to start watching F1. Do you watch F1?
No. Ain't nobody got time for car racing.
Everybody's got time for race cars. No. You got to do it. So that's the
God, look
for
if
today.
I just got married and my wife decided to get into like F1, I'd be like, I didn't, like it's. It's over for us.
He got me into F1, so.
Oh, he was the one.
Yeah, you know. Okay. We're in this together. We're
all right.
A team.
Okay. All right. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not too late for an annulment, pal. All right, Deepa.
Could you imagine liking race car driving so much, you asked your wife to dress like a race car? You know what I mean?
I'm going to call you Lady McQueen from now on.
I promise you that's not what happened.
All right, Lightning, what we got?
Okay, so the first one comes from Lisa. Can I swear?
No.
Okay, so anyways, says, you guys are hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God,
okay.
Just said no.
Thanks for all the laughs. Okay. Sorry, I didn't listen.
So that was from Lisa?
Lisa.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, and the swearing made it more, you know, emphatic. So,
right.
Oh, this is a really, really good one. This comes from Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy says, I can't stop laughing over this. My daughter, who's 11 years old, uses my dad's old iPhone, and it's under my Apple ID. So she doesn't have a plan. She just uses it when she's on Wi-Fi. And when she messages anyone, it comes in as my number. So unless she says it's her, they think it's me.
Okay. Huh.
So my daughter has to find a joke to tell her class. So I tell her to message my papa, like my dad, because he always has the funniest dad jokes. I've told her when she messages him to say papa. So he knows it's her. And this is a conversation that happened last night.
Oh, no.
So little 11-year-old messages, hey, do you know any good dad jokes, like a pun if you know what that is? Then grandfather responds, what's it like out? Don't know. Haven't had it out. And then she's like, I don't get it. And he's like, someone asks about the weather. They say, what's it like out? And the guy says, don't know, meaning I haven't had my out. And then,
oh, yeah. I haven't had it,
what's it
out.
What's it like out?
Then,
I don't know. I haven't had
like
it out.
It out.
Yeah.
No, that's what the grandfather said. The granddaughter.
And the granddaughter's Papa, I can't say that in front of my class.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, thought it was your mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because those jokes are so much more appropriate when you're talking to your daughter. As opposed to your granddaughter.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't had it out in a
while. I want to know what the actual pun was, because the conversation cuts off when he tries to send another one, but I can't see it. So that was the grandfather pun. Is that a pun?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it would be. It's like, yeah, sure, sure. I mean, it's funny, I guess, when somebody says, what's it like out? And you're like, I don't know. I haven't had it out. You know?
It's like, it's all the delivery.
Yeah. If you need a joke, kid, go with this one. Why do ducks have tail feathers?
Why?
To cover their butt quacks.
Oh!
Hey!
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you have like a bag of good dad jokes?
No. We just tell jokes all the time. I love kid jokes. I love little kid jokes. What's the other one? Did you hear the one about the blind skunk?
Uh-uh.
He fell in love with a fart. I like that joke. I like that joke a lot.
Oh, my favorite is the one you used to tell back in the day, the fish one.
Oh, yeah. What do you call a fish with no eye? That's my.
Where do you get these from?
That last one made Chef taking his glasses
that's
off.
My favorite. Yeah. What's the other one I love? Oh, what did Zero say to Eight? Man, that belt looks tight.
Those are some good ones. That's there you go. One. Yeah. You're welcome, kids.
I love little kid jokes. So use any of those, kid.
Yeah.
Don't talk about your grandfather's wiener in class. It's not cool.
Next one comes from Ange. Ange says, "Hey Shem, heard you on the DMs for the last couple of days, so thought I'd slide on in and say hi."
Shem sliding his chair over to the mic. Last week when you weren't here, Deepa, so we had Kayla, who works here on Kiss. She was going through some of the DMs, mm-hmm. and then Shem was helping out as well.
Hi, Ange.
Oh. Yeah. That's it?
Sometimes that's all you need.
What? Rosnos. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Have you found love yet in the DMs? I feel like the DMs is a good place to find love.
No, I found no love. Just love? Just lots of propositions.
But like, what was the last one you got?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, why not? You're not giving names.
Don't say anything that I'm going to have to bleep.
Yeah. You don't have to say what the proposition was.
No, but it makes the story better.
Okay. Then maybe we should. But this happened recently?
About a couple days ago.
Okay, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And just, you know, did you reply?
Double tapped.
Oh, you double tapped.
You don't want
somebody to propositioned you and you only double tapped?
I double tapped with my finger.
Oh.
I might. Double
right.
Tap.
You should.
Okay, Sam.
You should. You know what women love to hear is that when they proposition you in the DMs, I would recommend telling her how many other propositions you get in the DMs. That'll help.
Only you, Ange. Only you.
All right. Slide into our DMs.
Yes.
And no propositions. All right. Questions, comments, whatever. Because Deepa's in charge. She gets them. And we'll do this again. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Hello, Deepa.
Hello, how are you guys?
What do we got today? Oh, no.
I love this one.
Oh, evil laugh.
It's not evil. It's just a very precious one. This comes from Dee. Dee says, Deepa, happy you're back. Hope your wedding and time off was amazing. But please tell Mocha he is a sexy, sexy man.
Oh.
Specifically, a sexy old man. And he should embrace it. Embrace it like Roz.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Excuse me.
Well, I didn't write it. It wasn't me. This is D. An old. It's fine.
What, D as in Deepa?
No, D-I-I. It's totally different.
As in Deepa?
No,
as in Deepa.
I don't know what the rest of her name is, but old men, it's fine. You guys just need to accept.
Are you making up words again? Because you've done this before.
What?
To deliberately hurt somebody.
No, I'm not. I'm reading it as is. Mine is
you could have come up with a different fake name.
It was not me.
Your name is Deepa, and ironically, this text comes in, or the DM comes from somebody named
D-I-I.
Okay,
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Read it again.
That isn't even the whole thing.
Oh, for God's
sake. Do you want me to start from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell Mocha he is a sexy, sexy man. Specifically, a sexy old man, all caps.
Oh, dumb.
He should all embrace caps. It like Roz. All right, can I continue with the rest?
Sure, please go ahead.
The gray in Mocha's beard is sexy AF, and I just want to know if it's soft. I like to run my fingers through it, especially since I know Mocha washes his entire body, unlike some people. Roz, love you guys. Mm. See, it was nice.
Interesting. Interesting.
I don't know how to feel about this.
What do you mean? Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, the beard is soft, yes, but I don't have that many grays. It's like one or two.
Are you okay, Mocha? Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you? When was the last time you looked in the mirror?
No, but you know what the great part is? I remember actually when Mocha did have one or two. Right? Mm-hmm. Like there was two. And yeah. I would stare at them all day because they were right here. Right? And he did have two. And then, like, a little while later, there was another one. Like, I've watched this happen. Like, this, like, it was an evolution of the beard because you started literally full black beard with, like, yes. one tiny little hair. And now you are almost all gray.
And then 4 years ago,
yeah.
we had a son.
True. Yep.
Right? And that's when it all happened.
Terrorizing the house.
Yeah.
And yeah. then, like, I like, there's, like, maybe now five.
Okay, sure.
Times a thousand.
It is very soft.
I would take the win on that. A compliment is a compliment.
Yes. I guess.
Right?
It's not a little backhanded, though.
Well, no, it's just because Deepa deliberately, like, you get such great joy in saying hurtful things.
What are you talking about? This was such a sweet DM.
Before you read that, we can rewind this, Deepa. Before you read that the second time, you cleared your throat to make sure your delivery was good.
Facts.
You have to deliver it properly, yeah. otherwise the impact is not there.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Thank you for that DM, Deepa.
D? Okay.
Uh-huh. Again, okay. You got to work on your fake names.
Yeah, exactly. It's super weird. It's
this
super
next
weird.
DM comes from somebody named Reepa. Yeah.
Actually, in fact, you are correct.
Okay, but, what do we got now?
Next one comes from Patricia, and Patricia says, is Deepa the model for the Butterfly Conservatory? I swear this girl on the website is her.
Oh. Huh.
Like Funny you ask, Patricia. Let me see.
Is it? Are you?
Just take a look at that.
Oh, that is you.
Is that me?
You? Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Are you serious?
Go back.
It's a loop.
Oh, look at that.
Wait, is that you? It looks like you.
It really looks like you.
Is that you?
But younger
Deepa.
You.
Is that you?
You look older now.
Huh? I look older now?
No. Sorry. I don't mean... Sorry.
That's something you tell a woman, Ross.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say you look older now. I meant to say you look old now.
Is that you, though?
But is that you?
Yeah, you know, in my younger days when I was
a young lassie.
Like a teen model?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah? How long ago was that?
That was maybe like 3-ish years ago. They're like, hey, you want to come to the Butterfly Conservatory and we'll take pictures and pay you? And I was like, hell yeah.
Would you have
and
still then, done it had you known that these last 3 years were going to be so rough?
You know what? Yes, to remember in my olden days.
Oh, no.
Ross is just waiting for the moment. He can it all over me.
Oh, my God.
No, no, no. But do you still get paid for that or no?
No. It was like a one-time like photo shoot, video shoot thing. I didn't even think they were going to use it for anything. And I didn't realize I was on the website until she messaged in.
I was like, wait,
actually?
Of course.
And then because I've seen it on like Instagram, you know how random ads will pop up? Uh-huh. I've seen it on Instagram before, but I didn't realize it was on the official website. So there you go.
But did they pay you for it at the first time you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
It was just like a one-time thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And now that you're like doing all this stuff, and everything else, they're like, hey, where's that girl again?
Exactly.
People know who she is.
Butterfly Conservatory website. Yeah. There you go.
Do the butterflies like fall on you and stuff?
They land on you. Yeah, they land on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you wear brightly colored clothes, right? Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah.
If you wear brightly colored clothes.
They go like on your head and stuff?
Yeah, they'll sit on your head for like hours.
They don't move.
No, thanks.
No.
No. You don't like butterflies?
Nope. Don't get them off me.
You don't like butterflies?
Uh-uh.
How do you not like butterflies?
I mean, I don't have a problem with butterflies. Just don't land on me.
Why are you scared of butterflies?
I'm not scared of butterflies. I just don't want them on me.
But why not?
I don't know. I just, yeah.
Because it's like an insect. They're bugs.
But why are you scared of butterflies?
I'm not scared of butterflies.
You are scared of butterflies. If you're walking around in the yard and a butterfly comes like flying close to your head, do you duck?
Yes.
Really?
Do you SWAT?
Yes.
Okay, why are you afraid of butterflies?
I'm not scared of butterflies.
That's the weirdest thing, man. They are like, there's nothing about a butterfly that even looks remotely dangerous or gross. They're beautiful.
They look gorgeous. Are you kidding me?
But why? But what is it? So if one lands on your arm, what are you doing?
Get off my arm.
But what do you mean? But what are you doing? Are you going to slap it?
I'm not going to try to kill it.
But what are you doing?
I will, like, dust it off.
Flick it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wow.
Get out of here, butterfly. Go find a next arm.
Wow. I've never seen somebody who hates butterflies.
Nobody hates butterflies. Let me just be clear. I do not hate butterflies.
It really sounds like you do.
But yeah. I just don't want them landing on me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair. Well,
look at this. You're doing it in front of the butterfly spokesperson and everything.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right? How dare you.
You know what I mean?
Guys, I love butterflies. They
sent the representative to the office today.
Yeah.
And look at you.
How dare
look
you.
Look at how
sorry. Yeah,
I'll report back.
Go ahead.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Hello, Deepa.
Hello.
What's going on today, deep up in the DMs?
Okay, we're starting off with some beef today.
Oh.
All right. So Mia messaged, and Mia said, I have beef with Mocha. Because in episode 292, he said Machine Gun Kelly looks like a dirty guy. Hell no. MGK is the very definition of a perfect man. Also, Roz is my favorite.
Oh, wow. You got, like, hammered on that question.
That was serious.
I think that was the episode when we were talking about...
like Conor McGregor and
MGK. Yeah, yeah. When they were at the MTV VMAs.
They were fighting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, Machine Gun Kelly every single time looks like a dirty guy.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Even when he tries to dress up.
Yeah.
It's like he wiped himself down with like a baby wipe.
Yeah.
To get clean. Like a Huggies wipe.
That's a rock star shower. You know? There's a lot of guys that have showered that way for years on end. I just find it weird, the relationship with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. The thing that I find weird is that she calls him daddy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
not
very
good.
Weird.
It's very weird. It's not sex. I don't know. It's weird to, especially to do that in public. Like, he said, you know, where it was something see-through tonight, and she was like, whatever you want, daddy.
Yeah.
Like, it's super weird. It's super weird. Anyway, he's dirty, though, right, Mocha?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He does
filthy.
Now that you're married, Deepa, has Talal asked you to call him daddy?
Oh, my God, Mocha, no way.
You guys have known each other since you were 11.
Yeah,
right?
So
together, and now you're
daddy.
Married?
Uh-huh. I do have a nickname for him.
Oh, what is it?
There's a reason, but it's poop. You know the term bae? Like, I hate that term so much. And to annoy me, when we first started dating, he used to call me bae. And then when I Googled what it meant, it's the Danish word for poop. So I just started calling him poop. And that's what stuck.
Oh.
So now he's my little poop.
Now, has it caught on?
What?
Does, like, other people start calling him poop, too?
No, just me. And he hates it. He's like, please stop. I'm like, never.
Oh, no. Sorry about that poop.
Sorry about that poop.
I'm going to call him poop from now on.
That is it. That's his name from now on. Moving forward. Sorry.
I
can't wait till he calls into the show. Or
no.
Call him.
Yeah.
Hey, is poop there?
Yeah.
Yo, what's his number?
No, please don't do that.
What's number?
He's at work.
So what?
He's probably in a meeting, but you
can try. Answer.
Let's try.
Let's try.
Don't worry, I'm gonna bleep it all out.
7.
Oh, I hope poop answers.
I know. I can't wait to talk to poop.
Deepa's face. She's like, please don't answer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. His voice is going to be all weird. His phone just screwed up. I know the sound.
Oh, he hung up.
You have reached the voicemail box of
poop.
Got him. We'll try again another time.
God,
we will. We'll try again another time.
Oh, what else?
Oh my God.
You must be relieved right now.
No. Just a little bit. I'm so sweaty under this jacket. Okay, this next one comes from Cassandra. This is actually for Maury. The question is, do you remember the moment you fell in love with Dammit Matthew?
Oh.
That's a good question.
That's nice.
Okay, I mean, he used to come over. The whole point of us dating was he would come over 3 times a week to watch Big Brother.
Right.
And I just think that I fell in love when it just became comfortable, when it became part of our every week thing.
Right.
And it was expected he was going to come over, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. No.
What I a fell great in love story. That's a fantastic love story.
He came over and watched TV.
It was expected that he was going to come over, blah, blah, blah.
But also I fell in love when he designed my apartment at the time and took all the autographed pictures off the wall.
Oh, wow.
So he threw all your stuff out.
Yeah. And told me to get rid of my cat.
That time he came over and threw out all my stuff and the cat. That's when you fell in love?
Because I was like, this guy actually cares about me enough to sort of make the place nice.
Wow.
And to get rid of my pet.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Listen, everybody's love story is different.
Right?
Everybody's love story is different.
Whatever happened to the cat?
Oh, I remember we were in the car with the cat in the back seat in a crate. We were both crying on our way to the Humane Society to give it back.
Oh no.
That's a terrible story.
You were both crying?
Yeah.
Why was he crying? He didn't want, he was getting rid of the
cat.
He
was crying because the cat was crying and I was crying because everyone was crying.
Right.
It's a terrible story. It really is. That's why we don't like to tell that story anymore, the cat story on the show, because it's too heartbreaking.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know the cat story?
No, I knew that, Matthew like made him get rid of the cat. I didn't know this part of the story.
Yeah, it was a it's me or the cat type of situation.
Yeah.
And Maury wisely chose the, well, he didn't, he chose Matthew.
Yeah, we got time for one more, Deepa.
Okay, so this one says, hi, Roz and Mocha. I just realized my husband and I say, excuse me, just like Roz to our 2-year-old. Also, I think my husband is starting to get really jealous because I get all of my what's cool info from the podcast. He teases me with, did Roz and Mocha say that that was cool? Love you guys so much. And the podcast is helping me survive having a 2-year-old and a newborn. And that is from Jen.
I say excuse me because, damn it, Matthew, Maury's husband, says excuse me. Like, I did, like, that's where I got it from. And now I say it all the time. Maury, do you have a clip of Matthew just saying excuse me from one of your things over there? Just play it once, okay?
Excuse me.
Very dramatic.
Right? That's where I got it from.
Well, thank you very much for that DM, Jen. Thank you to everyone for all your DMs. Feel free to send them in because Deepa's in charge. She gets them. We'll do this again. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Excuse me.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
Number one, welcome, Deepa. Hello.
Hello.
Number two, thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you've been sending to us. I know Deepa's been very busy trying to keep up with all of them. So we're going to try to get through as many as we can right now.
Yes. Go ahead, Deepa. What do we got in the DMs?
Okay, the first comment comes from Chen Preet. I just want to say I heard Ed Sheeran's Shivers, and I'm disappointed it didn't end up anywhere close to Roz and Mocha's version. Oh. I prefer their version way more. They should definitely release their version of it because I can vibe to that.
I agree.
So you didn't hear this, Deepa, because you were away.
Mm-hmm.
When Ed Sheeran released just the teaser for the new Shivers song, Roz and I were trying to figure out like what that song would sound like.
Oh.
And so we do this with every song that where an artist will release a teaser. We try to come up with what we think the song's going to sound like.
Because we knew the title.
Right.
And we had like the first 10 seconds of the song.
Okay.
But no singing. It was just the music bed, right? Mm-hmm.
And then we started doing this, which is what Chen Preet is talking about.
I got the shivers. I got the shivers. I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
Yeah, I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
So cold, I got the shivers.
The shivers.
The shivers.
Anyway, the song came out and our version
was way better.
I just want to say the lyrics really touched me to my core.
We only knew the name of the song. We only knew the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
And that was all we had to go on. And that's what the song should have sounded like.
It's great.
Welcome, Ed Sheeran. Right?
Yeah.
All right. What else we got today?
Joanna says, I've been listening to Roz and Mocha for years and I only recently found out what Roz looks like. Is it rude to say that he looks more like a man experiencing homelessness than a radio host?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Also, I thought Shem was a tall, skinny Caucasian man with glasses.
Can you go just before we get to white Shem?
Oh.
Okay, go back to where, but right before she insulted me, read what she said, read what she wrote.
I've been listening to Roz and Mocha for years, and I only recently found out what Roz looks like.
Uh-huh.
Is it rude to say?
Is it rude to say? And then read the rest.
He looks more like a man experiencing homelessness than a radio host.
Is it rude? Yes, it's rude. You know the answer to that question. Right? But when people
she
are
just
so,
wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Is it rude?
Like, yeah.
Had she said, I know this is rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, right? But don't say, is it rude? Is it rude to say? Is it rude to say that? You know it's rude
Maybe it's not to say
that. And then anyway, what did she say afterwards about white Shem?
Also, I thought Shem was a tall, skinny Caucasian man with glasses. How did I get that so wrong?
Wow.
I don't like the so in that. I mean, I'm not
so wrong. You know, yeah. So wrong.
Sorry, how did I get that? It was actually, how did I get that wrong on so many levels?
Oh,
that's actually
wow.
You mean outside of me being black?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it really, she really got one wrong, right? Like, it's just one out of the list.
Skinny.
Like, she wrote a long list of things, and she got one wrong. No, that's not a so wrong.
Do you think, like, the first time she saw you, she did, like, a double take and was like, what the heck, that's Shep?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that.
She sounded like she grabbed her purse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know the type.
No!
I know the type. So wrong.
I'm going to virtually take myself.
Oh, no.
Just typing away.
Oh, my God.
Just looking at it makes you feel uneasy.
Yeah. At home. Yeah. At home. Oh, at home, she grabbed
it. What's her name?
Karen? Joanna.
No. Yeah. All right, Joanna, we love you. We love you.
Self-reflection, girl. thank you, Deepa. Keep sending in your DMs to us. Oh, I want to do this again.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Man, we've had some real good and real fun DMs this week. Welcome back, by the way, Deepa. Deepa was away for a while, and she's been back this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
What do we got today, Deepa?
So Danielle messaged, and Danielle said, so I was brushing my teeth while you were talking about waiting in line with the Canada flag chair, and I laughed so hard at the image of Mocha beating someone with his chair that toothpaste came out of my nose. Thank you for the refreshing wake-ups. Love you guys. Danielle.
Ooh, that sounds like it burns toothpaste out of the nose.
Last week during the election, we were talking about all the long lineups on election day, right? Like all these churches, all these community centers, all these places, because of where you can go and vote, the options were far less now this year than they have ever been. Mm-hmm. And you always see the stories on the news of like all these long ass lineups and people waiting 2-3 hours just to go and vote. So I said I was going to bring my foldy out chair, my camping chair. It's got the Canada flag on it.
Right.
And the one thing that I was hoping, because I was prepared to wait for like at least 2 hours to vote. It took me like 15 minutes, which was nothing. Right. But the thing that I was most concerned with is the fact that maybe anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers were going to show up to any of these polling stations, because I think they did at a couple to start trouble. Mm-hmm. And I said, if any was going to try to mess with me, I would use the foldy up chair and like whoop some ass.
Wow.
Right. Also, he says foldy up chair, which
foldy
is
funny. Up chair. Yeah. Don't you think if you did that, you'd make it on like TMZ? Like Mocha from Roz Mocha Show. Whoop some ass with Canada flag chair, foldy uppy.
Yeah, I think that you would make it somewhere. I do, because I think that that's just such a good visual for somebody. If somebody had that, somebody beating somebody's ass with a Canada flag foldy uppy chair is just such on election day. You know what I mean? It's just like it says so much, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it says
beat that ass.
It says so much.
True patriot love. You're about to catch these hands. Now I kind of wish that happened. I would have used that song.
I know. It always happens afterwards, right? Like the best lines always come out after.
Maybe what Canada else? Day.
Yeah.
Maybe someone pick a fight with me then.
What else you got?
This comment comes from Brian. Brian says, hey, Roz and Mocha. I heard about you guys a year ago, and I've been a fan ever since. Mm. A week ago, I started listening to your podcast because hearing tidbits on the radio just wasn't enough. And P.S., since starting, your podcasts are actually the only thing I play in my car.
Oh, wow.
I'm now on episode 227. Damn, that was quick. I've even gone back to play your newly released episodes. Just like everyone, you've helped me get through their day. You've helped me get through mine. Love y'all so much.
Oh,
that's really nice.
That's a good one.
I like that. Thank you. What's his name? Brian?
Brian, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, bro.
That's what it's for.
Next is from Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A.
Bettina,
let's go with that.
Okay.
I'm catching up on the podcast and heard Mocha mention hearing a rumbling noise at night. I also hear a rumbling or hum anytime between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. and my husband doesn't hear it. This boggles my mind because to me it's so loud. It sounds like a train or a low-flying plane. I looked it up, and apparently it's a worldwide phenomenon that only some people hear. Mm. I'm attaching an article. She actually left a link for you that I found that's interesting. So, Mocha, you're not crazy because it is a thing, and I love your show.
Hmm. So you hear this when you bring the dog out back, right?
Yeah,
at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning?
Between 2:30 and 3 a.m.
And what does it sound like?
It's just this like...
That sounds like some demonic...
It's like a low rumble noise.
Does it sound off in the distance?
Way in the distance.
Way in the distance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can't figure out what it is. And I hear it every single morning.
And nobody that you've talked to in your neighborhood has ever heard this.
I mean,
thing.
I haven't talked to anybody. Right. Let me say, like, yeah, at 2:30 in the morning, yeah. Are you guys hearing this noise? It's off in the distance.
When I was outside at 2:30 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
By the way, your curtains are open. you can't. That's a tough conversation to have. And then I heard this noise coming from like around your house.
I just, you know what? Like, nothing's happened to me yet. So
no,
I don't know what it is. Can't explain what it is.
Check out that link though, because I'm curious. I'm curious to the part of that message from her where she said that only some people are able to hear it. That's the interesting part in
all
this.
In the article, this is a person who also experienced the same thing. So they said, when I search on the internet for unusual low frequency humming noise, they realized that others had conducted the same search, and they're part of a very small fraction of people who can hear what is called the worldwide hum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So maybe that's me.
Yeah.
I can hear the worldwide hum.
The WWH?
What you gonna do, brother, when this hum comes for you? All right, one more, Deepa.
Okay, let's see here. This one is for Mocha. Hey, Mocha. This is from Chris, by the way. Who are your favorite Peloton instructors? Mine are Alex, Ali Love, and Aditi Shah. Also wondering who you think Roz would like the most.
Who would Roz like? Well, none of them.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because he's not like an exercise guy.
Oh. I can't be motivated in that way.
Yeah.
No.
I like all of them that they mention. Yeah. I do like Cody. Cody Rigsby, by the way, is the guy who is on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
That's a guy. Cool. That's your guy, right?
A Peloton instructor's on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. And I love Alex Toussaint and Ali Love, and Robin is amazing. Those are kind of my go-to.
So Roz would hate all of them.
Oh, Roz.
Roz just hates positive people.
No.
It's not positive people.
I don't get motivated by that type of thing.
Okay.
Right? Like, I couldn't sit on an exercycle at home and have somebody go, come on, Peloton, you can do it. I'd just be like, shut up. Right? Like, I'm not motivated in that kind of way at all. It's just not for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Keep sending in the DMs. Deepa is in charge of them, so whatever you send to us, whether it's a comment, whether it's a you want to show some love, whatever it is, Deepa gets them, and we'll do this again. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.